There's an old children's riddle, what's black and white and red all over? Well, commentator David Crystal says the answer is newspapers with playful headlines.
There's a lot of talk these days in relation to language about being correct and proper. And what this sometimes does is it makes people forget that people break the rules often in order to make an effect. We mustn't forget about that. Robert Graves, the poet, said once, "A poet must master the rules of English grammar before he attempts to bend or break them." It's not just poets who have to do this. We all have to learn the rules, and then we mustn't be scared of breaking the rules. Some of the best rule breakers in history are those who write the headlines for newspapers. I was reading the Los Angeles Times, and there was a story about a zoo which had the headline Pandemonium. And then there was another example in the same newspaper, a pun this time, a report of a court case, and it was called A Trying Situation. Well, I groaned, but not as much as I groaned when I saw a report about controlling some devil's grass, which had the headline Let Us Spray. Well, I looked at several newspapers for these things. I found more of them in California newspapers than in New York, and I find more of them in Britain than in America, and more of them in Australia than in Britain. And my favourite? It is a story of a cricketer bitten by a snake on a playing field in Britain, and the headline was Pain Stops Play.
David Crystal is the author of the Cambridge Encyclopedia of the English Language. He lives in Holyhead, Wales.